Hello and welcome to the Walk and Love podcast. I'm TJ.
And I'm Brooke. And today we're going to talk about how life is really hard.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for making us a part of your week. The Walk and Love podcast is a place where we laugh and sometimes cry as we try to find language to live a full life.
Are you ready to embrace the glow of clean beauty? If so, I'm here to help. I know your life is full, juggling family, work, and those precious moments of me time. That's why simplifying your beauty routine with products that are not only gorgeous, but also good for you is a game changer. Stop wondering if your foundation is secretly poisoning you and rest easy with my all-time favorite products that I use daily. And again, I'm here to help as much or as little as you want. For real, I was answering DMs last night, helping ladies just like you make the switch. No question is too dumb or too small. I remember not really knowing where to start at all. So believe me that I have been there. If you're ready to make the switch to clean personal care and beauty products, I have a few options for you. So if you're somebody who just knows what you want and you just needed a little nudge, you do you. There's a link in the show notes. For the rest of you, you can start by DMing me your questions, your skin type, or anything else you might need relating to your makeup or your skincare routine. Just make sure to send the message to my clean beauty account at easypretty_clean on Instagram. Or I could send you some free samples to get started. Simply click on the free samples link in the show notes or head to walkandlove.com/easypretty_clean and read a little bit about my clean beauty journey and request your samples there. Again, I'm here to help you make the switch to something that is easy, pretty, and clean.
What do you think about that? I've been thinking about that all week.
Wow. I love it. I sort of feel like I'm shook. I'm trying to replay it in my head, but I can't. If you like your listening to line up with your living,
yeah,
you're in the right place.
I knew that was going to throw you for a loop. I was so excited. But I kept thinking about it. I was like, we have conversations about everything.
Yeah.
You know, yes, we talk about rhythms and faith and emotions a lot, but we also talk about funny things. And like, if I could give the podcast a single tagline, it would be a place where you laugh and sometimes cry.
100%.
And so I was just like, why not just...
I love it. Well, shorten it.
Shorten it.
I think it's fantastic. Okay.
So, well, what is not so fantastic is that you have now tied it up.
Me.
2-2 on the Mount Rushmore.
Uh-oh.
You've won the last two. I think part of it is probably like a guilt vote. Like you're getting the guilt.
Sympathy vote?
Yeah, sympathy vote. There it is. And now
you just keep on believing that.
You keep
speaking that and it's only going to backfire.
It's only going to get worse and worse and worse. Okay, so today we're just getting right to it.
We are?
Mount Rushmore, Rushmore.
I have no idea what you're about to say. So I'm nervous.
Of Pixar movies.
We've done this before,
but not
long time ago.
In a draft scenario. So we're going to draft
where
them.
People are voting.
People are going to vote.
So cue the sweat. Okay.
Cue the sweat. So you can go first because I got the first pick last week and still lost.
Good night.
Okay. I'll give you a second.
Oh, there's so many good Pixar movies. Okay.
I just want to let you know that Turning Red is on the table still.
Gosh. Some people like it.
No.
Yes.
I've yet to meet a single soul.
I have met someone. I'm not going to call them out and we're not going to talk about them on the podcast, but I have met someone.
Is that an unreleased episode?
It's an unreleased episode.
Deep track.
deep cut. Okay. I feel like I have to say Toy Story.
A solid first
because
pick.
It's like, would it be at the top of my personal? No.
It should be carved in stone.
But it's like, if you're thinking Pixar carved in stone, there are better frickin' be Buzz or Woody, or it's like,
what's the point?
I feel like
you've wasted your dynamite.
Made Pixar.
Yes. Solid choice.
What is it? Are they literally the first Pixar movie?
Yeah. Toy Story is the first. I mean, they had some like short tests, like the Tin Man and stuff like that.
Toy Story 1 is the original. The OG.
Yeah. So I
followed by A Bug's Life, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying is Bugs Life. No, Bugs Life's not first.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to pick.
Where is it? No, that's the second one. I'm thinking of the bugs being in the credit scene. Never mind. Keep going.
Okay.
Toy Story. I'm writing it down.
Solid choice. See, I'm torn between my personal favorite.
I know.
And what I think is also like a carved Votable. In stone. But I'm going to go with my personal favorite.
Oh, should I write it down?
Yep. Go ahead. You can even say it.
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille. My favorite Pixar movie of all time. And let me tell you why.
Chewie. Yeah, that is spelled it wrong. Not how you spell it.
Let me tell you why it's my favorite time.
I could also answer this for you, but go ahead.
It's because it is about trying.
It is.
It's about trying and being in the arena and how that is, even if you try and fail or don't produce something that's good at all, you're still doing something more honorable and I think more courageous than someone who criticizes.
Yeah. And doesn't try at all.
And we live in a digital age of constant criticism. Yeah. Like literally, oh, you know what we should talk about? Let me tell you about this. This is why you shouldn't do this. Blah, 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 blah. You know, like comment culture is just there.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like it's a good movie. One, it's a fantastic movie.
It is a great
characters
movie.
Are lovable. The animation is great.
Yeah.
Some of the like symbolism of ego being like his office is shaped like a coffin.
Yeah.
He's sort of shaped like a coffin. Like that, that stuff is just like so good.
Of criticism.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I also just think like it's such a poignant message for culture today.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put it on my top list.
I honestly think if we had one Mount Rushmore for Pixar, one singular Mount Rushmore,
it might be the same.
And me and you. Yeah, probably. No, I'm just saying like we as in the floaty we, and you carved in Ratatouille. I don't know if the average person would know his name.
Yeah.
The rat's name.
Remy.
So I'm just saying.
Okay. Your pick.
It's great movie. I love that movie.
I just stick to my guns on that one.
Yes. So I'm going to have to go with, Oh my word. See, my personal ones, I don't know if they would be, I don't think they're people's tops. I'm going to go with Up.
Solid choice.
I'm going to go with Up.
Solid. That's just solid. We saw that. We've gotten married.
Went on a honeymoon. Don't know where we went or what time zone we were in.
Came still back and all like the Pixar movies are usually summer releases. Like, some of them come out on my birthday.
Yeah.
And so we're like, oh, let's go see Up, you know.
Looks great. Looks cute. Looks fun.
Like the balloons and all that kind of stuff. And that first scene of them falling in love. And
that first like 3 minute montage.
We were
a wreck.
With my brand new wife.
Soggy popcorn for sure.
Solid choice. Okay. My second choice is like, this is going to be carved in stone because this is sort of a part of Pixar culture, even though it's not maybe one of my personal favorites.
I know exactly what you're going to
say.
Cars.
Yeah. I mean, you can't have a Mount Rushmore of Pixar.
That's what I'm saying.
Without having Lightning
McQueen.
And that's
where I feel like Toy Story and Cars would definitely be on that.
So that's my second pick.
I don't know if I would make the top four. I enjoy
the like, it's funny, as Pixar has gotten worse and worse and worse in the last few movies, Cars has actually seemed better and better and better.
Yeah.
Like Cars 2, which I used to think was hot garbage, the spy movie of Cars. I actually watched it like recently. I was like, that's actually not that bad. I kind of miss this day of, you know, solid entertainment.
Anyways. Yeah. I'm on the struggle bus to think of all of them.
And I'm not going to help you.
I know.
You watched one this morning.
Oh gosh, that is Pixar.
Yep.
That's kind of recent though. I don't know why I don't think of the recent ones. Okay, I have to put this one on here just because it's my personal favorite, which is Coco.
Is Coco Pixar?
Isn't it? Yes, of course it is.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Oh, that was weird. I just had a brain fart. Yeah, solid
choice.
You're
thinking of Baymax.
Yeah.
Which is just Disney, yeah, okay, not okay, Pixar.
Yeah. Solid choice. Hola, Mama Coco. I used to run like this. And now I run like this. It's so much faster. Okay, solid choice.
I just love it.
It's the only time Pixar has really done music. And they did it well.
They did it well. There is music in that one. And I love the like generational ties of that one.
Yeah.
The story of family is so good.
Honoring your elders. Okay. my next pick, Monsters, Inc.
Oh. Dang it. I feel like that one would for sure be in the four.
Yeah.
Like if you're carving,
again,
the floaty Wii, we're going to a legit Mount Rushmore of Pixar.
You're carving Woody or Buzz. Probably Woody though.
Probably Woody.
You're carving Lightning McQueen.
Yes.
And you're carving Mike Wazowski.
Yes. Are you just going through the attractions at Disneyland and who they built the land off of?
That's definitely helping.
Yeah.
I mean, Cars is, you know, that was probably my Cars pick. When you go to Cars World and Adventure Land Park, whatever it's called.
It's so cool. It's and so I don't cool. even like love Cars, yeah. the movie or the real thing. Okay. Yeesh. This is a really tough one. Do you want to go next?
No, you get another pick. This is the way it works.
Okay.
You got it. There's two that I'm surprised you haven't picked yet.
Wally.
Yep.
I love Wally, but there's no way Wally's getting carved. Nobody's carving Wally.
You don't think?
I don't think many people like it. I think it's too slow and there's not enough dialogue. Oh, I absolutely adore Wally. Yeah.
Okay. Then there's one more that I think might get carved. That I think you're
Inside Out.
Yep. Until they butcher it with the re-release, the next one.
Yeah. Inside Out, specifically Bing Bong. Maybe I would just carve Bing Bong from Inside Out. Nobody would know. I am panicked, and so I'm thinking about writing that one down, but I feel like that's not... Yeah, I'll write it down, but I might change my mind then when you say one, because I can't think of anything else, and this is taking too long. I also love A Bug's Life. I have seen A Bug's Life more than I've seen Inside Out.
That's good.
But I feel like Bug's Life is old.
I feel like every Pixar movie, maybe outside of like Good Dinosaur and Brave, and some of the new ones are like iconic. Like they're in the cultural zeitgeist, if you will.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I might.
Would you?
I don't know.
Okay.
What's yours?
My final one, I was between the two that you had left on the board.
So you go so Wally?
I'm going to go Wally.
Wally over Luca?
Wally over Luca, Wally over the mermaid one, Onward.
Shoot. I really like Onward.
Onward came out right as COVID started. Yes. And so
I
it like
personally like, I don't know if I like it.
Mermaid. Onward is one that we quote literally every day. Every time we back out of our driveway, yeah. You know, we say, put it in, we used to say, put it in O for Onward, but now we say like, put it in C for church, put it in
wherever
S
we're
for
headed.
School.
Yeah.
We're in B for beach.
You're doing Wally?
I'm doing Wally.
Okay.
There they are. Go vote on the Facebook page.
Wow.
Brooke is up. We're tied 2-2. It's going to split the vote. I also almost put Toy Story 3. That was also like a...
Well, I know. I could have literally done Toy Story 1, Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3, up. Well, I feel like that's a solid 4 picks right there.
All right, Brooke. How was your week?
My week was good.
We had a full week.
What did we do? So, what has happened since the last time we sat down?
Since the last time we sat down, I had integrated on Maui.
Yes. And so we still had people in our house.
Still had people in our house. Lindsay was here and then she left. And then we like had like 2 days to like kind of reset for like school. Mm-hmm. Girls started going back to their homeschool co-op, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then integrated started, which was definitely a different vibe with the spouses, like spouses were invited to the first night and the second night.
Yeah.
Which was fun. But it was definitely just like a different vibe. I was like reinvigorated for integrated. Like the last time, the last one kind of had me feeling a little bit down. Granted, I did get sick.
Yeah.
But there was an element of like the size of it that I was like, man, I don't love the huge size.
Yeah.
And that just like kind of like, I kind of felt like it lost a little bit of like the brotherhood mentality with the vastness. Also like the venue we were at was super loud. So like, I remember my voice hurting by the end of the day because like there was just so much echo of so many men talking in
That's
the same room.
So hard.
Yeah. Like you would find people like eating further and further away on the property of just like, it's just too loud in there.
Yeah.
You know, getting sick and stuff like that. But this was like a much smaller group. And I just found myself like endeared again to it. Obviously like the content is great. What Jeremy and Jeff teach is fantastic and wonderful. But I felt like, I don't know. I just felt like I needed it. I needed to be kind of reinvigorated by it because I was feeling a little bit down about the previous one. So that was good. I'll kind of mention some of the integrated-y stuff in podcasts to come. I'm still kind of like going through them in my head on like what the notes and the things and all the things I'm thinking about. I think this week was mostly just like kind of resettling into the rhythm of the normal rhythm, which we're kind of tinkering with a little bit.
Right.
And we do that almost every time we have like a long trip, like, or like an extended, like if one of us is gone for an extended period of time or, yeah. we're gone from our house for an extended period of time, I feel like it always puts into like perspective what elements of the rhythm like can be cut,
yeah.
what things need to be added back in.
Yeah.
And then especially when I'm doing something like integrated or any sort of workshoppy thing, it's like stuff rises to the surface of like, oh, there's the tension in our lives. Mm-hmm. Like it's right there.
Right.
And so, yeah, I feel excited as like, cause this week wasn't like a total normal rhythm. Cause I was gone one of the whole days and
yeah,
we were, you know, visiting friends and stuff like that.
Yeah. I spent my week doing homeschool, photographing the new Sunny Morrow collection and
which is awesome.
Recording the try on with Bianca. That's what I did this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bianca, the try on was super fun to watch.
Yeah. It's in the highlights if you want to go see it.
some like speaking of Sunny Morrow and some other like, news.
Sure.
News updates. Welcome to the news.
Ooh. You need like the, I was going to say you need like the sound of like a remote like, turning on an old TV. And then I was like, well, I don't know if any of it makes any sound. So I guess that's a totally silent sound bit.
Welcome to the news. Okay. So Sunny Morrow collection comes out.
Well, depends on when you're listening to this. Monday the 29th.
Monday the 29th. So yep. If you're listening, if you're a Monday listener, which a lot of people are.
Then it's today.
It's today. So we don't have a time on it, but it'll just be
TBD.
Number two. 2 days from now, or 3 days from now, I don't know what date it is, the Tiny Rhythms relaunches.
Yes.
So.
I mean, yeah, that's how you'd say that.
I mean, that's how I would say it, and that's how I did say it.
You could just say Tiny Rhythms relaunches.
Yeah, but the Tiny Rhythms relaunches are relaunching on the relaunch date of the May 1st. So the really fun thing about Tiny Rhythms was that it was a complete disaster. That's been the fun thing. And it's just like, that's just part of life. Like you just, especially when
you're so hard on it.
Well, it was.
No, I mean,
we lost a ton of money on
in
it.
In that sense, yes, 100%.
So, what would you call it, a success?
No, not at all. But you are just, you always use such intense language on around that.
Just let me be me, babe.
I am letting you be you.
So it was a moderate disaster that lost us a lot of money.
Sure.
That didn't work.
Sure. Your need to keep re-explaining how much the original one didn't work, I think is what I...
The product worked. The trying to make something out of wood during COVID not easy.
No.
And then having problems with that wood made it even harder.
Yes.
So I like giving people context because I think
I don't mind if you give context.
The reason I like to give context is because so much, and this is a pet peeve, this is my strong feeling of the day.
Okay, I love it.
So much of modern internet culture is like, oh, it's easy. Like just make more money. Just sell more stuff. Make 30 grand. Buy an apartment building. Why don't you just buy a gas station? Look, if you just sell this thing on Amazon, like I bought this Tesla with this stuff I sell. Like it's such bull crap.
How to save $9 million for your kids by the time they're five.
Yeah. Like, and so I think like the reason I like to give details and like to use phrasing like complete disaster is because I think it allows people, normal people like you and I, who have just tried to build this thing.
Yeah.
Know that like, yeah, sometimes you're going to run into like, just it's just not
going to work.
It's not going to work.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And it's because if we go back to a famed philosopher of mine, Remy, like you just got to keep trying, you know?
I didn't know where you were going with
and
that.
And so I like to tell it how it is. That is me telling it how it is.
I'm not asking you to sugarcoat it. I'm not.
But you kind of are.
I'm asking you to clarify. I just need more details as always. Clarify that the product in terms of what we are, because if it was all trash, we wouldn't have a new one.
Right. Well, I haven't gotten to that part
yet.
I'm setting the stage.
Wow. Keep going.
The dumpster is on fire.
Okay.
But guess what?
What rises from the ashes of the dumpster?
Exactly. The
dumpster ash.
Dumpsterash.com. Get yours now. We are selling the ashes of the wooden pieces from Tiny Rhythms.
I bet they would have burned great.
They certainly smelled bad.
I don't know.
Out of those ashes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is a new product.
Yes.
Which is similar to the old product. It's
the same.
It's a magnet system for your fridge or a magnetic whiteboard or just anywhere that's magnetic in your house.
Side of your car.
We have over 90 pieces mm-hmm. that say things like get dressed, brush teeth, eat breakfast. We have Gigi's house, Mimi's house, Nana's house, Grammy's house.
Yeah.
We have Target Run. We have Feed the Chickens. Like, we have fun, customizable pieces to help your children. Probably
they're not customizable.
They're not customizable. We have customized them. Well, you can customize your day is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're for kids like two-ish to, I mean, June still uses hers.
She's nine. It's so helpful with all the chores.
And then, and there's chores and it comes with little X's or smiley faces to mark off the day as you go. You could use this thing every single day.
Yeah.
You know, you could just use it some days. You could just use it for chores for the week. Like, there are so many ways to use it.
Yeah.
And the best thing about it on this second run through is that it is so much cheaper.
Yeah.
Like, we have really brought down the price. And so the starter pack, I believe, is going to be $59. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that comes with like 45 pieces or something like that.
Yeah.
And then there's chore packs. And then there's like a bunch of like individual packs, baseball. And the nice thing about it is like what we figured out was like the wooden product, it would have taken like, we would have had to order like 500 of one piece to make it work, which is just like, that's so hard.
Yeah.
And so now we have a provider, like a manufacturer, that minimum order quantity is so low to add a new piece. And so like,
gives us a lot of flexibility.
Gives us a lot of flexibility. We have like, one of my visions for it is like to have like seasonal bucket list packs. Mm-hmm. So like, we'll have a summer bucket list pack and kind of not only encourage, like, it's so the daily thing is like encouraging your kids to like understand the rhythm of their day.
Yeah.
It's understand like your older kids, maybe understanding that they have chores to do.
Yeah.
And then my hope from like a family perspective is like, you have these 10 bucket list pieces, let's say.
Right.
Like, now you're being challenged as a family. Like, what day are we going to set aside to put this piece on the fridge?
To go on a hike.
To go on a hike or to go
to a water park or whatever that we said we were going to do.
Yeah.
Are we actually going to do
it? And so I just feel like that's just like the pieces will almost hold you accountable a little bit as a family. And so we're super excited. Tinyrhythms.com on May 1st. Mm-hmm. You can follow Tiny Rhythms on Instagram. And then like, I would love to know, message DM Tiny Rhythms on Instagram, all the pieces that you want.
Yeah. Like, that'd be fun.
Because it's going to be super easy for us to launch new pieces. Mm-hmm. But let that be an encouragement to you. If you're running a business or you're trying to do something on your own, like crap happens.
Sometimes it
just doesn't work. Like,
no,
you expected
how much you
to
want it. It to.
And you can either scrap it, which sometimes that's the best option and that's okay. Like, there are things that we have scrapped in the past.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you can just like keep going.
Yell,
and
pivot.
Just pivot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what we were doing and we're super stoked about it. I guess I'll give out a launch day. Let's use the code dumpster fire.
So encouraging.
For a launch day discount. I don't know what that discount will be. Let me figure that out. It might be like free pieces or like a percentage off. I don't know.
Yeah.
But use the code dumpster fire.
Podcast discount, right?
Podcast distant discount, yeah. For Tiny Rhythms specifically.
Yeah. Cool, Julio.
Okay. And then we have new t-shirts coming out all the time now, which is super fun.
Yeah. There will be a May collection, but I don't know details about that yet.
It's the first Monday in May.
Oh, wow.
Which is soon. They should be here tomorrow.
I was like, oh gosh. That's next Monday, the 6th.
The 6th, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll have the discount for that collection on next week's podcast.
Wow.
Okay. Anyways, my week was good.
It was good.
How was yours?
You already asked. It was good. Okay. I really spent my time doing like school stuff and content stuff. I think that was honestly it. And attending all the integrated things.
Which was fun.
Yeah.
You looked dynamite.
Thank you.
From wearing all your new Sunny Morrow stuff.
It was fun.
So cute.
It's really fun to have clothes you like.
Yeah. I mean, you have t-shirts you like.
I have t-shirts that I love, but like, you know, you're like, we're supposed to go out to dinner. We're supposed to do this thing. Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, I can't wear an oversized t-shirt and bike shorts. That's what I wear every day. It's what I'm wearing right now.
It's a daily uniform,
but like when you need something else, or if that doesn't apply to your everyday, I don't really go anywhere. So it's fine.
So you were, you're still coming off Moms on Maui. We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
We have dates available for July.
Yes.
We are uncertain what 2025 looks like for Moms on Maui. That's not like a sales pitch. That's not like, hey, get it before it's gone. But like,
that's so legitimate. Like, I literally woke up the other night, like shot out of bed and thought to myself, oh gosh.
Where's my passport?
Yes, it's expired. I know exactly where it is. And I know that it's expired. Still have not renewed it. No, I just got thinking like I have every intention of doing 2025 dates.
Yes.
More than one, if possible. Mm-hmm. But we are also in the process of adopting.
Yep.
And that will trump whatever we have said regarding 2025 dates.
Yeah.
So if something like, if we like, it just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know about those 2025 dates. I will be planning for them. But if the adoption thing moves along and we get placed or something like that, like, it'll be canceled.
Yeah.
Big time. And so
yeah,
it could be canceled for all of 2025. If something there's like
a,
that, like it's just possible.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that's that.
So if you're interested, we'll put a link. You can sign up for like the emails that we send out about the dates and stuff like that. But yes, there's also July. There's still plenty of space in July.
Yes. We added something new and fun.
We did. Yeah. Yes. Go. Oh, and then I have another new and
okay,
fun thing.
So you go the first. Fun thing that I added was a BYOF discount, which is a bring your own friend discount. Okay. So if you bring a friend, you both get $350 off of boom, your Moms on Maui ticket, space, spot.
Yeah.
There you go. Spot. So that's, if you add $350 and $350, that makes $700 total between the two of you saved.
That's
which
a great
is
deal.
Pretty great. I don't know if you could find a flight for $350. No.
Yeah, you could.
Like, it depends. I was like,
you might have six stops.
You might have nine layovers, but you'll get here. Yeah. But I just feel like that really adds up when you're trying to also pay for your flight.
And you've had both people come by themselves and people come with friends. And so like,
and both versions love it.
Yeah. And I saw a comment the other day. It was like, will you ever have one for introverts? And then people were coming back. Was like, I'm an introvert. And I went like,
I responded to that comment and was like, tons of introverts come.
Like, you're an introvert.
Oh, 1,000% believing that everybody that comes is like, woo, kind of like woo girl, super fun, outgoing, like not the case. I'd actually say most people are introverts who come, and I don't ask you to do anything that is like,
it's no, like youth group games.
No, it's not like, and now we're all going to play this trust fall.
You wake up to Brooke falling on you in bed.
I just walk into rooms and yell trust fall and just fall backwards.
Cannonball. Okay. Something else that I wanted to say that reminded me of, we are offering again, I know this is a podcast, but you guys are our audience. You are our people. So like, that's why we kind of give all these updates. Cause we've heard from a lot of the podcast people that they don't do Instagram anymore. They don't do social media anymore. And so this is kind of our like, hey, this is what's happening. You can come stay with us like as a couple, if you'd like. We have a guest room with its private entrance, private bathroom. You can join us for Shabbat. You can be here and hang with us as much as, or as little as you want. Mm-hmm. Comes with a car. We're reducing the price for the summer on that stay.
For this summer. Again, 2025, up in the air.
Yeah, up in the air. So like we, and we've loved like all the people that have come, like I think about them and pray for
them about
them a lot. Often.
Yeah.
Like I was actually just texting two of them the other day, asking if they could do something for Walk in Love, like on... So like, it was like,
I started reading a book to the girls last night, like for a library book. It's like, it was, I don't know, something about Neverland. And one of the characters' names is the name of somebody who stayed with us, and both girls, their eyes got giant. We know somebody named that.
So for the summer, we're reducing that price. Just like we want to hang. Two, we totally understand the reality of our current world and how
an economy
and how difficult things are. And we can't really reduce the prices of our physical goods. Like the cost of those items just keeps going up and up. And we have to kind of manage that. But what we can do is reduce the price of people to come and hang with us. So there it is. All the links will be in the show notes. Brooke, write that down on your notepad so I can remember. anyways, you were coming off Moms on Maui. We're still sort of talking about that. And I'd love for you to kind of share what you had told me like the other day when you were like, hey, I think we should talk about this because I found it so wonderful. Well,
we talked about this last week that you and I don't talk a lot while we travel. Like we don't call each other every day or do anything like that. But we had one phone conversation almost in between the 2 weeks.
We had one phone conversation about Sunny's emotional roller coaster.
Right. And you had asked if there was anything that I had like learned so far, or do I have any big takeaways, or I don't remember how you phrased it.
Well, let me jump in there. I could tell just by the texting and just like by the stories and the language that you were using that like for the first Moms on Maui.
You mean week one of April?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, the very
You're talking about October.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I could tell that you were like mostly concerned with like, how do I do this?
Yeah.
Like literally running it because you were doing it for the first time.
Yeah.
And so like, not that you weren't engaged, you were engaged, but you were like definitely like more task oriented, where this time I could tell just by the stories and the text and stuff like that, that you like had you were more confident on that side. So mm-hmm. I think you were able to be more like aware to what God was speaking to you.
Mm,
yeah. And so I was like, I could just tell something was happening.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we've known each other a long time and I was just like, I'm picking up what Brooke's putting down right now. And I'm excited to talk about it.
Nice.
So that's where this phone call came
from. So you call, you ask, and I was like, yeah, I mean, I feel like there's a couple things. I said, I feel like one of the things that's been really obvious after this last week, I said, which I hear myself when I say this.
Yeah.
And I hear myself saying to myself, duh. Like,
right. But some of that,
no,
some
I know,
of stuff's
but it's
so
like
good.
Sometimes you have these revelations.
Yeah, like, don't spend more money than you make.
Oh,
duh.
Great idea. Duh. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Bob. Love you. And so I said, I had the realization that this week that life is hard.
Mm.
And I could have told you that about myself and my life.
Yeah.
But I think hearing other women in different seasons of life, different amounts of kids, all living in different places. Like you just, all the things that made it feel like, oh,
different jobs, different incomes,
everywhere.
All that kind of stuff. Yeah.
It's not just like one area or one type of person. And that's not to say that that week didn't also have wonderful things to talk about, but a lot of stuff that was shared was just like, gosh, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. That's heavy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, these kind of things. And it was this, there are times where, because we do live on a literal island, I feel like I'm on an island in terms of having a broader scope of like how everybody's feeling about things.
Yep.
Because I mean, I talk to my close friends here and, you know, I don't know, that makes it sound like I don't talk to anybody. I'm not isolated in that sense,
no.
But there, I'm not like, I don't know, driving to some weekend retreat or going to a mega church where you hear, like, I don't hear about all the things all the time anymore, which I love. But I also was like, wow, life is really hard.
Specifically like, right now.
Full stop. Just right there. And then it made me realize how much, without realizing it, I have been believing the total opposite. That life is and should be easy.
Yeah.
Haha. Really funny. Because it's not. And so.
Nor does the book that we follow ever
imply
that it's.
No. Nowhere ever is it like.
And
life
it's
is
smooth
easy.
Sailing.
Yeah. Have a good one. And so I.
Here's some ice cream.
Yeah. That sounds great. I realize though, how much of my like posture and perspective was, excuse me. And therefore my attitude and behavior was coming from the place of life's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like that life should be easy or easier. And so I spent a lot of time being ticked or frustrated and irritated or sad that it was hard. And so I was like picturing myself, I don't know, like it's almost like if I hold out both of my hands, and I don't know if I'm like holding plates in both hands. I don't know if it's
bowls.
I don't know. It could be a cup. It could be like a platter. It could
be not a colander though.
No, because stuff would fall through.
Okay.
Or I don't know if it's like I'm sitting in this chair and then I'm sitting in that chair. Like I don't know what it is. Or
be a bench.
You okay. Wow. Stop. It could be a stool. There's a lot of options. But either way, when I was talking to you on the phone about it, I was holding out my hands because I had you in my headphone. And I was like, I have spent so much time over here in like camp easy.
Yep.
Like I believe my actions would say that I believe that life should be over here in camp hard. Or sorry, in camp easy. Okay. Like I want to build my house. Here's where I'm pitching my tent. Camp easy.
Yep.
That's what I want. And then a little ways down the road is camp hard.
Right.
And anytime I have to pick up my belongings and walk down the road and pitch my tent in camp hard, I am ticked. I'm irritated. I feel like this isn't fair. I feel like, what is this life? I feel like, what am I doing wrong?
Mm.
I don't want to be there.
Right.
I'm angry. Like I mean, I handle it well. Like I never freak out on anybody or anything like that.
Right.
But like, do you need to acknowledge that I keep saying camp hard?
Well, you said pitch your tent and camp hard. And so like, I just want everyone to know
how many jokes you're not making.
How many jokes I'm not making.
Okay.
And we can continue.
Okay. And so I had this moment of, do I want to live in camp hard? No. Like I don't, but I fully know that is life. Like it is, yeah. It's just where it is. I think it's where we all have. I think planet Earth is, we've all pitched our tents. We've all built our houses. We've all whatever over here in Camp Hard because yeah, we live in a fallen world.
100%.
Like it is not yet fully redeemed and all those things. Yep. And so it's like, no, that's where we are.
Yeah.
And so, I don't say that like, oh, I live over here in Camp Hard and woe is me. And I'm going to speak it over myself that everything's hard because right. this is where I live. Like,
yeah, I'm not like a Debbie Downer.
No, I don't mean it like that at all. Right. I just mean like, I need to stop picturing myself and my life and my stuff and my people just over here floating around in Camp Easy because that's not life. And so then I'm spending all my time sitting in Camp Easy. But I don't really live there. I don't have everything I need. I don't have my sleeping bag. I don't have any of my stuff because that's not where it belongs. And so I'm sitting over in Camp Easy, spending all my energy looking towards Camp Hard going, I don't want to walk back over there.
Right.
But I do every day because I have to. Like the path is well trodden.
Yeah.
And so, and I'm irritated
that
I'm doing that. And I'm like, I don't want to face this direction. I feel like my perspective on looking that way is, it doesn't help anybody.
Yeah.
But when I had my realization of like, man, if I just remember that life here on earth is over here where it's hard, it's difficult, there's grief, there's sadness, there's all these things. But then I realize there's this little path that does lead over to Camp Easy or I would also say like joy or... there are just so many good things in life. I don't say that like planet Earth is all just horrible because there is so much goodness here as well. But if I'm sitting in my little camping chair and I'm sitting where I live, which is over in, okay, life is hard, but I see that there's this like camp, magical, joyful, you know, laugh filled, like in the distance, I see it. My perspective is so grateful on how often I actually get to walk that path over there. Cause I also get to do that every day. Mm-hmm. Like I do in my kids, in my marriage, in my spiritual life, in my businesses, like in all these things, I get to walk that path over I'm calling it easy, but you know what I mean? Like all things that just
peace,
feel
joy,
light,
contentment.
All good things over there. But my perspective is so different. I end up feeling so grateful that I get to walk that direction towards that camp multiple times a day. Or for some seasons, I actually pick up and camp there for a little bit before I come back. Like I really do.
Yeah.
Instead of it being the other way around and me spending all my energy annoyed, I'm dragging my sleeping bag and my kids over to Camp Hard.
Right.
You know, where we actually just really live there. I just don't want to accept it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so like, as you're talking, I'm kind of picturing this and this verse popped into my head, which maybe popped into someone else's head too. It's like, then Jesus said, come to me, all you are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you because I am humble and gentle at heart and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear and the burden I give to you is light. Mm. And so like, as you're saying this, what I picture is like, I almost picture something completely different. But I think it's still helpful. It's like, there is no Camp Easy. Like, it's like we live in a fallen, sinful planet.
Yeah.
Like we live in a sinful world, desperately in need of Jesus to save and for people to repent and, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so what I picture is like that path, like, is that path well trodden that leads to Jesus, you know, wherever he is, wherever we need to meet with him in the stillness, in the quiet place, in the secret place, like, is that path well trodden? And are we willing to hold his hand and walk back? Like, do we have the ability, or do we have the like humbleness to walk that path and find, meet Jesus where he is, you know, in that secret place, and then say, hey, where I'm living is really tough right now.
Yeah.
And I need you to come into my home. I need you to come into my marriage. I need you to come into my life because I want your easy, I want your easy yoke.
Yeah.
And I want your light burden. I want you to help me carry that. Because I do think sometimes we get into this element of like, and I'm not saying what you said was wrong, but like this, like, well, it's either this or that.
Right. And that's where I'm like, I don't mean easy. Yeah. Like everything in life is easy. You know, I'm just,
but like, I think when we walk that path to Camp Easy and we ask Jesus to come back with us, we meet him there and he teaches us and he molds us and his Holy Spirit sanctifies us and is making us learn and do new things. Mm. I think it's having those things in the hard, fallen, broken world that will end up making life feel less burdened. Mm-hmm. Maybe not easy, but like we'll feel that like peace, joy, contentment. Like, you know, and I talk about it often when you see those Christians, those older Christians who are like on fire for the Lord and they just-
And joyful.
And you're just like, man-
Where'd you come from?
Where did you come from? Yeah. Like, and that
feels so different,
but that's a life of giving their burdens to Jesus and taking his easy yoke upon themselves. And like, that's the life that we want to live. And I think when we put those two camps at opposite ends of the spectrum, we end up kind of like you were saying, like getting mad that I'm dragging back and forth.
I'm going back like, and forth and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, like, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Like, I feel like that's a prayer and that's a cry to the Lord of like your yoke, your easy, like let's bring Camp Easy to Camp Hard. Let's be the shining vessel, the bright light in Camp Hard that people think is somehow detached or removed. So that's kind of like what I was thinking as you were talking. I think, you know, but again, it's hard. Like that part is hard.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, yeah, that's right. That's true. That's where we are.
And is there anything that you feel like through the week, like through the first, because you said this is mostly on the first week of things. Yeah. I mean, you guys talked about deep things all both sides.
Yes, both times.
Was there anything that these women were like, what was the common thread of like, this is how I get through this. This is what I do. Or this is like, this is my, not like this is like, how do they find that easy yoke and light burden through those tough times? Was there a common thread or were you encouraged by the variety?
It was, I mean, I think those conversations happened in smaller groups. Like I know people followed up on some of that stuff with some more practical things, but that wasn't what was being shared at all. It was just, this is hard. This is sad. You know, this was unexpected. I feel like I think in sharing those things, we just realized that we are not alone. And I had the same realization like, oh, I'm not alone over here in Camp Hard. Everybody's here. We're all just like, we've zipped our tents up because like, because it's too much. Yeah. It's like too much. Yeah. And so I think the being willing to share it and talk about it and not have a solution and just be like, yep.
Yeah. That's like, hard. Let's meet around the fire at camp.
That's hard.
Let's just be with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think that is even more important now with like the hyper individualistic, hyper digital age idea of things. Like, you know, and that's honestly one reason that like Moms on Maui sort of started. That's one of the reasons like we want to open our home to people is like, we know how hard it can be to be isolated. Like if I didn't want to leave my house, I would never have to. Like basically, we could order our groceries.
Yeah.
I could work out from home. I can work from home.
Watch church online.
I can watch church online, which I don't.
Which is not the same thing, I know.
Yeah.
But for the point of what
but
you're
like,
saying. But
like, we could like, you know, literally never leave.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Yeah. Like that has never happened in human history.
Yeah.
And so the results of that is extreme loneliness, extreme despair, anxiety, frustration, anger, like all of that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is rooted in just like total, complete isolation. And we've seen it in our own lives where we have friends who have gone and completely isolated themselves.
Yeah.
And
I don't think that was ever their intent.
No, it wasn't their intention, but it was possible.
Yeah.
It was an option.
It's an option.
And especially through like the COVID stuff, like that was like such a real thing. Yeah. And you meet them 5 years later, 10 years later, and you're like, you are not who you used to be. What happened?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that has stemmed from isolation. I know that there are like quite a few pastors who've kind of gone the deconstructed route that like they became too famous.
Yeah.
And so they isolated themselves because they thought everyone wanted a piece.
Yeah.
Which there might be some truth to that. But in their isolation, they got weirder and weirder and weirder. And,
yeah, you're in like the echo chamber.
Yeah. And so, I mean, like Hollywood is another great example. Like Hollywood has normalized things that are totally abnormal and like, because they're so isolated, they're talking to all these people that agree. Mm-hmm. And then they produce this stuff that you're like, 90% of people don't agree with that, but they think they do because that's all they talk to. Mm-hmm. They think 100% people agree. And so they're shocked when it's like, what?
You don't like this? Yeah.
And so, yeah. So I think like you just saying unzip the tent, you know, to share what's going on.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is hard because there are some of us, I would put myself in that camp of like, I want to find a solution.
Yeah.
And so it's been hard for me to learn this about in our marriage that like there are times where like the solution is not needed. The solution is in the sharing.
Yeah. That's like that classic, it got turned into a reel. They didn't invent this, but like when you start off the conversation with your spouse, you say, do you want me to listen or do you want a solution?
Yeah.
You actually ask from the start so that, cause sometimes, and it makes you realize as the one about to share.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want you to listen right now. I don't need a solution.
Or the solution.
Don't just say, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Tell me what to do. Yeah.
I mean, I would never say sucks because I'm a Christian, but maybe you would.
Oh, I would. For sure.
Oh, Brooke. Well, that was so good. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
That's just so good. Thank you for listening.
Sure.
vote for our Mount Rushmore on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. You got to request access and we add everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making us a part of your week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I love you. Bye.
Are you ready to embrace the glow of clean beauty? If so, I'm here to help. I know your life is full, juggling family, work, and those precious moments of me time. That's why simplifying your beauty routine with products that are not only gorgeous, but also good for you is a game changer. Stop wondering if your foundation is secretly poisoning you and rest easy with my all-time favorite products that I use daily. And again, I'm here to help as much or as little as you want. For real, I was answering DMs last night, helping ladies just like you make the switch. No question is too dumb or too small. I remember not really knowing where to start at all. So believe me that I have been there. If you're ready to make the switch to clean personal care and beauty products, I have a few options for you. So if you're somebody who just knows what you want and you just needed a little nudge, you do you. There's a link in the show notes. For the rest of you, you can start by DMing me your questions, your skin type, or anything else you might need relating to your makeup or your skincare routine. Just make sure to send the message to my clean beauty account at EasyPrettyClean on Instagram. Or I could send you some free samples to get started. Simply click on the free samples link in the show notes or head to walkandlove.com/EasyPrettyClean and read a little bit about my clean beauty journey and request your samples there. Again, I'm here to help you make the switch to something that is easy, pretty, and clean.